At the Red Sea. When they had learned of Captain Norman's promised gift, the workers at Avondale took heart. But reports of promises could not buy food for hungry families. Conditions rapidly worsened. On April 14, Ellen White wrote, "There are workmen here waiting to get their pay. We are hoping and praying that means will come. Everything that comes to our hands is swallowed up as quickly as possible, and still we want more." Elder Daniels was at Adelaide at about this time, and felt impressed to go to the home of a certain woman church member and endeavor to secure means. The husband was not a member of the church, and while Daniels was searching for a way to bring up the subject, she asked whether he did not think it would be well if her husband would make our cause his banker.
The result was a loan of £400, DF312DAG Daniels, in Australasian Record, August 27, 1928.
One evening, after presenting the needs of the school to the church in Adelaide, one member said he would let them have £100. The next day he raised it to £300, and a little later to £600. From place to place Daniels went, and the Lord favored him. But at Currambong people were hurting badly. On April 24, Ellen White wrote in her diary, "We have many perplexities to meet. We see everything pressing in upon us and we have no money to handle these things. We did suppose our statement of our necessities would have brought immediate relief, as the money was raised when the General Conference Bulletin came to us. But the matter has gone into the papers so that it is considered a sure matter that we are well supplied with funds. We are supplied with anticipation, and that is all, with the exception of the draft from Dr. Kellogg." 3 days later she told of how the workmen could not pay their grocery bills and of how money must come from some sort. One of the non-Adventist plasterers working on College Hall, Conley by name, was taunted by some of his acquaintances, "Why do you work for those Adventists? You will never get your money." "Oh, yes, I will," he replied. When asked why he was so sure, he answered, "Because Mrs. White is behind it." When the men got paid in full, there was a strong feeling the God of Heaven was behind it, as told by J.B. Conley to A.L. White in 1958. When Daniels returned in late April, a little more than 3 weeks after he had struggled with the Lord in the Avondale woods, he brought with him sufficient money to pay the workmen and the suppliers.